This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Both houses of parliament witnessed multiple adjournments on the first day of the monsoon session today, following uproar by opposition parties over various issues, including the NEET paper leak case. The Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha were later adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha began with obituary references to six former members who passed away recently. The House also paid tributes to Father Emir of Qatar Sheikh Hamad bin Khalifa al-Thani. However, question hour could not be taken up as opposition members from the Congress and the Samajwadi Party raised slogans over the NEET issue. Despite repeated appeals by Speaker Om Birla and later by Presiding Officer Dilip Saikia to maintain order and allow the House to function, the protests continued, leading to adjournment of the House for the day. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed repeated disruptions. The House was adjourned multiple times, despite efforts by Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan and Deputy Chairman Harivansh to conduct business. Later, the Upper House was also adjourned for the day. Earlier, speaking to media ahead of the commencement of the session this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the monsoon session will be as productive as the monsoon itself, saying both play an important role in the nation's progress and the well-being of its people.
Monsoon ho ya monsoon satra, agar dono proactive ho, to bahut hi productive hote hain. Aur dono ko productive hote hain, to desh ka kalyan hota hai. जीव मात्र का कल्याण होता है साथियों पिछले एक महीने में देश ने अनेक सिद्धियां प्राप्त की है चाहे राष्ट्रीय हो अंतर्राष्ट्रीय हो और अब तो अंतरिक्ष भी हो भारत के लिए गर्व के पल रहे हैं
President Draupadi Murmu today called for deeper economic engagement between India and Moldova, saying the two countries have immense potential to expand cooperation in several high-growth sectors. The president was addressing the India-Moldova Business Forum in Chisinau today. Referring to the vision of Viksit Bharat 2047, President Murmu said India seeks partnerships based on trust and shared prosperity, while Moldova's strategic location and skilled workforce offer promising opportunities for the Indian business. Earlier, President Murmu and her Moldovan counterpart, Maia Sandu, held delegation-level talks. She also paid floral tributes at the monument of Stefan Cel Mari C. Sfanth in Chisinau. The Supreme Court has asked the Solicitor General to take instructions if a special investigation team, SIT, can be set up to probe the alleged embezzlement of donations at Ram Temple in Ayodhya, Uttar Pradesh. It also asked the parties not to politicize the Ram Temple donation row. The court said that the Ram Temple donation row is a simple case of commission of crime and the court is just to ensure proper investigation. The Solicitor General told the court that SIT was constituted to probe allegations and now the state police is investigating it. The apex court will hear the plea again on 27th of this month when Uttar Pradesh government will apprise it about the SIT probe in matter. Union Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today met the representatives of protesters in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said a proposal came from the protesters to hold talks with the government and the discussions have been ongoing since 11:50 a.m. this morning. The minister said the meeting took place in a cordial atmosphere and initial verbal discussion was held in detail with their delegation and they submitted a written petition to the government around 4 p.m. Mr. Nadda urged all the protesters to end their sit-in and assist the administration in restoring normalcy. The Delhi police has appealed to all the protesters in New Delhi to maintain peace, exercise restraint and cooperate with the police in ensuring peace and public order. In a video message, Additional Commissioner and Public Relations Officer of Delhi Police, Rajiv Ranjan, urged the participants to conduct themselves peacefully, refrain from indulging in any unlawful or violent activities and comply with the lawful directions issued by the police officers or personnel deployed on duty. In the United Kingdom, Andy Burnham, the newly elected leader of the Labour Party, has took charge as country's new Prime Minister. King Charles III invited the 56-year-old former mayor of Greater Manchester to form a new government following the resignation of Keir Starmer. And that is the end of this news bulletin.